Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Express your love using sensual touching. How could we celebrate our sensuality? Simple, through sensual touch. Erotic touching is an ingredient that brings spontaneity and delight to a relationship. So let's remember, together, this forgotten language, which is an essential form of nourishment, a source of happiness, healing, and pleasure. Sensual touches. There is an important temple in the universe, and this is the human body. Nothing is more complex and more holy than this divine form. We can reach, without even knowing it, the heavens and divine happiness when we use our hands to touch our lover's body, according to Thomas Carlyle. Essential oils for lovers. Smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing are the five senses through which we define many of our experiences. They are much more active and intense when love is involved. It is therefore compulsory to create a stimulating ambience for a real passionate night. It is true that the spontaneous act of love has something magical in it, but the programmed one can be unforgettable as well. So choose the time and the place when you know you will not be interrupted. The fourth chakra, Anahata Chakra. The person who concentrates and meditates on Anahata Chakra may easily have out-of-body experiences. He or she may easily fly to other realms, into paradise-like universes, or into another person's body, experiencing the other person's states of being. Such a person becomes the very instrument of the divine cosmic love and obtains all other divine qualities. This according to Swami Shivananda. Stay tuned to find out more about this center of force. And also towards the end of our broadcast when we will perform another meditation for amplifying the energies and qualities of this beautiful chakra. Express your love using sensual touching. How could we celebrate our sensuality? Simple, through sensual touch. Erotic touching is an ingredient that brings spontaneity and delight to a relationship. So let us remember this forgotten language, which is an essential form of nourishment, a source of happiness, healing, and pleasure. Ground rules for a sensual massage. A sensual massage should be an act of love. Don't give a massage if you feel tired. Choose a place where you know you will not be interrupted. Keep the room at a comfortable temperature. You need a supportive base and plenty of room to be able to move around your lover. Use a towel to cover any areas of the body you are not massaging, which start to feel cold. Use a dry, warm towel for wiping off oil from your hands or your lover's body, especially the feet at the end of the massage. Take a bath or shower together before you start. Let's learn basic massage strokes. Fan strokes. Place your hands side by side with your fingers close together and pointing in the direction of the stroke. Glide both hands steadily over the skin, distributing the pressure evenly across your hands. When your hands stroke as far as you wish to take them, spread them both outwards in opposite directions to make a shape like a fan, maintaining a steady pressure as you move them apart. Round your stroke to complete the fan shape and, at the same time, begin to draw your hands more lightly back together as you do so. Repeat the stroke as a flowing motion. Circular strokes. Place your hands over the sides of the body, slipping your fingers slightly underneath. Now pull one hand towards you, then the other, sliding the pressure from the heel to the fingertips each time. As one hand reaches the center, lift it off and replace it over the side of the body to repeat the stroke, maintaining a continuous pulling motion. Stretching. Place your hands together, fingertips pointing away from you, over the center of the spine or the area that you want to release with a stretching movement. Firmly and steadily draw your hands in opposite directions. When stretching over the spine, take one hand to the top and rest the other at the base. Raking strokes. bend your fingers so that just the tips rest on the skin, and make short, firm movements down or out from the body. Use both hands together or let one hand follow the other. Feather strokes. Delicately trace your fingertips over the skin, using one hand after the other in a continuous movement, or lingering playfully with just one hand at a time. Change the pressure and speed of your strokes slightly to vary the sensations perceived from your touch. Now let your hands tenderly express your feelings for your lover.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Sensual touches. There is an important temple in the universe, and this is the human body. Nothing is more complex and more sacred than this divine form. We reach without knowing heaven and divine happiness when we touch with our hands our lover's body. Thomas Carlyle. Erotic touch and massage are a vivid expression of sensuality. Neither special talent nor skillful knowledge about human anatomy are necessary, nor are complicated techniques compulsory. Often, just a few simple elements are sufficient. A peaceful and warm place where we create a pleasant, intimate atmosphere, and a small bottle of natural essential oil. And in this way, we can offer a more refined pleasure to our lover. By sensual movements, full of love and gentleness, you can caress the entire body of your lover by slowly massaging it. Depending on inspiration, you can alternate the total contact of the palms with slow and exciting touches of the fingertips. You don't need an entire human anatomy course to let your hands sensually slip on your lover's naked body and to caress it in a transfiguring way. The art of sensual massage comes from ancient times, and it springs from people's aspiration to offer more pleasure, love, happiness, tenderness, and affection to their lovers. Depending on the warmth and gentleness of your touch, you can transmit to your lover in an ineffable way all the affection felt in those moments for him or her. Offer these feelings to them in this delicious state, and in these circumstances, it can be something very new for the both of you. The unforgettable, subtle and effervescent intimacy will then enormously help us to enrich our love relationship with unknown, sublime dimensions, enriching it by the freshness, spontaneity, and love that comes from our natural and simple gestures. Such moments are always welcome because their purpose is not only the preparation of our intercourse, but its enrichment with refinement, with subtle sensuality, and with the intimacy of our gestures and attitudes. It isn't absolutely necessary to be involved in a sexual relationship with the one you touch with affection. Sometimes just shaking hands with a colleague that you simply admire can make you experience all the emotions of virtual lovemaking. Massage can be different each time, depending on your feeling for the human being that you're caressing. We experience a totally different way the massage when we massage our friends or parents or our colleagues. Since ancient times, massage has also been used therapeutically. A little secret. As a simple and practical exercise that stimulates the imagination and makes us more aware of the erotic force of the hands, we can perform such a massage, having in mind to offer pleasure to our lover by using only the hands, as if in fact they were sexual organs. Natural oils and flower essences used for massage. Even the Bible speaks about various rituals of anointing with natural oils. The old Jews often used vegetable oil for warming the skin of those having to be blessed. In this sense, for consistently increasing the effect of the massage, We can use any kind of natural oil, with the exception of peanut oil or corn oil. Coconut oil, for example, gives off an extraordinarily pleasant aroma, being able to easily transport us to an exotic imaginary landscape. It is also important that the oil applied to the skin not be cold. For this reason, it is very useful to easily warm it beforehand. But don't exaggerate, because oils heat very quickly, and they also can modify both the color and the consistency and the smell. Some oils totally lose their aroma and their pleasant smell if they're heated too much. In case we don't have perfumed oils, we can add some drops of natural essences of perfume or even fresh lemon juice to the basic oil. The aroma of touch. First, spread the oil all over the naked body to create in this way a delicious state of newness and cleanliness. And then let your lover feel the oil's aroma and enter in the sublime state that is specific to that smell. After that, drop oil in the palm and sensually spread it all over the body by ample circular movements. We will notice then that the skin of the human body is different from place to place, some parts being more dry and others not as dry. The driest parts need more oil and a more powerful massage in the respective zone. The surplus oil can be wiped with a very soft towel. Pleasure's echoes. Focusing our attention on our lover's reactions, we will feel more easily how they feel the echoes of our caresses. In this way, we can find out what they like the most, and it is also very useful to encourage them to point out what they like the most in the way we massage and caress them. In such moments, we can show to the other what we like the most. It is obvious that we insist with touches in zones that are very erogenous. In their turn, the other will show us by groaning softly and by melting with pleasure, or even by saying, "Oh, I like it so much like this." Then they will tell us what arouses them. Essential oils for lovers. Smell, taste, sight, touch, and hearing are the five senses through which we define many of our experiences. They are much more active and intense when love is involved. It is compulsory to create a stimulating ambiance for a real passionate night. It is true that the spontaneous act of love has something magical in it, but the programmed one can also be unforgettable. Choose the time and the place when you know you will not be interrupted. In order to create a romantic, relaxed, and sensual atmosphere, light candles, perfumed incense sticks, or essential oils used in aromatherapy. But not too much, or your lover might feel like he or she is going to be sacrificed to the gods. Never mix perfumed candles with incense sticks, because the smell might become too strong. Play a little music in an undertone. It will relax you both physically and emotionally. Do away with the phone, the doorbell, and other noisy things. If it hasn't happened yet, take off your clothes and those of your lover. A shower with a lot of aromatic gels is only the beginning. The real pleasure is about to begin. Massage is going to take you into the erotic world. Everybody knows that certain parts of the human body are extremely delicate and responsive to touch, but only a few know that any part can become an erogenous zone. Aromatherapy products will help you reach the peak of your pleasure. Take some massage oil and warm it up by rubbing it in your hands. Place your palms easily on your lover's back and keep them there for a few moments. Then massage lightly, moving your palms in circles, following the forms of his muscles and body. Don't take your hand off his skin. Touching is the most important thing. along with aromas and oils, it'll do wonders for the both of you. It is very important to know that massage with essential oils does much more than erotic stimulation. It makes tensions and fears of intimacy disappear, and your mind and body can relax. It can also stimulate emotions and increase your sexual appetite. Now you don't need us anymore. Feeling the pleasure, you will know instinctively and yet consciously what to do next. Here are some basic recipes. Base oil is the carrier oil for essential oils. For the most erotic massage, the best base oils are olive and sunflower oils. Massage to remove emotions. 10 milliliters of base oil, 3 drops of juniper tree essential oil, and 2 drops of sandalwood essential oil. Massage to relax the body. 25 milliliters base oil, 5 drops of juniper tree essential oil, and 7 drops of sandalwood essential oil. Massage to open up the sexual appetite. Massage on chest and breasts. 10 milliliters base oil, 4 drops of rose essential oil, and 2 drops of pelargonium essential oil. For an aphrodisiacal atmosphere, in an aromatherapy lamp, 3 drops of bergamot essential oil and 3 drops of lavender essential oil. Against men's sexual anxiety, in an aromatherapy lamp, 3 drops of jasmine essential oil, 1 drop of patchouli essential oil, and for massage, 10 milliliters of base oil with 7 drops of jasmine oil and 3 drops of patchouli oil. Against men's sexual dysfunctions, in an aromatherapy lamp, 3 drops of jasmine essential oil, 2 drops of sandalwood essential oil, and for massage, 10 milliliters base oil, 6 drops of jasmine essential oil, and 5 drops of sandalwood essential oil. For increasing the libido, 10 milliliters of base oil, 4 drops of neroli essential oil, and 2 drops of rose essential oil. Massage for feet, 10 milliliters of base oil with 2 drops of jasmine essential oil and 2 drops of bergamot essential oil. And massage for the body, 25 milliliters of base oil, 5 drops of jasmine oil, 4 drops of pelargonium essential oil, or 25 milliliters of base oil with 3 drops of ylang ylang essential oil and 3 drops of rose essential oil. Aphrodisiacal plants. Lavender. It has always been associated with love and fertility. As an aphrodisiac, as an oil, it has as basic properties the excitement of the senses and of the primary sexual instincts. Black pepper. Except for its culinary properties, it gives back sexual vitality, reopens the flame of passion when used as essential oil. During the Roman conquest, it was used on body massages as a prelude. Jasmine. Perfumed, seductive oil, one of the best known and appreciated aphrodisiacs. It was considered a love plant, and it has been used for love spells. In India, the jasmine flower symbolizes the promise of eternal love. Juniper tree, the plant of protection. It makes negative feelings disappear. It was used in different potions that aimed at the excitement of a virgin during her first night of love. Neroli, also known as a fertility stimulus, it is a symbol of seduction and sexuality. Brides wore its flowers in their hair as a symbol of purity. The rose, a symbol of Venus. It is well known that Queen Cleopatra only made love on a bed of roses. Sandalwood, used in sex rituals in the past. It encourages the expression of emotions. And ylang ylang, a powerful aphrodisiac. It increases the libido and the sexual attraction between lovers.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino.
Seven gates towards the universe. Fourth gate, Anahata Chakra. Part 1. Love all living beings in a kind and transfiguring manner. Try to find the qualities that truly deserve to be loved and admired in them. Think of others before thinking about yourself at least 7 times a day, and thus you will feel that the love you give them comes back to you, infinitely more than you imagine. Location. The fourth energy center, Anahata Chakra, is located in the physical body around the area of the cardiac plexus. Represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, and unconditional love. Symbolical representation. The consciousness of love and empathic communion with other beings, abnegation and self-giving. On the psychic level, endless and everlasting love for your fellows, compassion, altruism, empathy, acceptance and self-sacrifice. On the physical level, it coordinates the activity of the circulatory system, respiratory system, and immune system. Characteristic reactions due to an energy disturbance. The person in whom the energies characteristic to Anahata Chakra are disturbed will suffer because of dramatic or even tragic situations. Such people will have problems with the thymus and the endocrine gland corresponding to the center of force. Characteristic element. The subtle energies of air. Sensory organ. The skin. Sense. Tactile sense. The person who concentrates and meditates on Anahata Chakra may easily have out-of-body experiences. He or she may easily fly to other realms, into paradise-like universes, or into another person's body, experiencing the other person's states of being. Such a person becomes the instrument of the divine cosmic love and obtains all other divine qualities. From a mundane perspective, a person with an awakened Anahata Chakra will have a very well-developed artistic sense, easily mastering art, poetry, or prose. In a human being, the awakening of Anahata Chakra allows the experience of sublime states of love, as well as the intimate, mysterious communion with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Let us remember the wonderful vision of Sundar Singh. I begin to pray. O Lord, You who are everywhere, You who are the water of my life, have mercy on me and fill me with Your Holy Spirit and Your love, so that nothing else could ever get inside me again. I only want You inside my heart, forever and ever. I do not want blessings. I want You, only You. I do not want the world. I do not want the vanities. I do not want its glory, and I do not want the sky. I want You. Because, for me, You are the sky. In You I found the peace and tranquility of my heart. My heart is for You, not for anyone else. Therefore, my heart can only find peace in You, Father, the One who seeded in me this thirst for You and for peace. Remove from my heart all that stands against Your will. Come and dwell inside me and lead my heart anywhere You desire. When I got up, what did my eyes see? A being made of the very rays of light and possessing a beauty beyond all words. It was standing right in front of me. Although that being of light did not say a word, although I was not able to look at it properly because the tears were filling my eyes and hindering my sight, a wave of love was coming from that being and a divine light was filling my soul. I recognized Him immediately as the Lord. I came closer and I fell before Him. He had the key to open the gate to my heart and to fill it up with His love. I could see nothing in me or around me. I could only see Him. Obviously, the heart of man is the temple and the throne of God. When the Lord picks a heart to come dwell into, the very kingdom and sky of heaven come to live inside that man's heart as well.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your chest, which represents the projection of Anahata Chakra in your physical body. The symbolical representation of Anahata Chakra is a lotus flower with 12 petals, symbolizing the 12 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, unconditional love, the consciousness of love, and empathic communion with other beings. Abnegation, self-giving, and self-sacrifice. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of the air. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect. Amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.